catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick.
Okay, we're going to do a quick wash-up on our ACDC day yesterday. Yeah. We're all on a bit of a high. We're
man, what a day.
We're all going to finally calm down.
It was great fun.
Yeah, right. Look at it objectively. They were great guys and it's so a good song. It's great to have them back. We'll have a listen to Jane.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a bit of a beef.
Have you?
Yeah, I do.
Are you going to share it with me on air?
I'm going to share it with the nation.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
You could be a bit more discreet.
No.
Are you really cross?
We're going to sort this out. Mm. I just feel a little, I don't know.
You'll be all right. You want to need a cuddle, do you?
Yeah. I might need a cuddle.
Okay.
Give us a call, 1-3-4.
Well, I might need a cuddle curtain first.
Hey, Jane, we're also going to look at some un-Australian behaviour. There's a lot of un-Australian behaviour going around. We've identified it. We're going to put it out there and we're going to call people out.
Mm.
We've had enough. It's bloody un-Australian.
Yeah. No, there's things that make me really furious,
sure.
I have to say.
And we'll get you involved too, 1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah.
Seen anything, noticed anything that's
very
bloody
good.
Un-Australian, give us a call.
That's true. We're going to speak with somebody who's... We're talking about Waxit, which is WA wanting to close its borders to the rest
this.
Of our country. We're probably going to speak to one of Western Australia's most famous women.
Yeah. Well, could be the first president of the, new, of the newly formed
Could be the
Waxit.
First president of
right.
WA, and that is Julie Bishop.
Who's a personal friend of yours,
and
I've seen you girls out together.
Yeah.
Yes. I just wanted to find out her... Actually, we're going to talk to her about a whole bunch of things, to be honest.
Well, we'll talk about Waxit.
There's a lot to process.
We'll have a go at the budget. So those idiots.
Presidential
it was a much better
elections.
Party when she was involved.
Oh, look
should have been Prime Minister. These
she
other eggheads were trying to get the job done.
I wonder what she thinks now when she sits back.
We'll put it to her.
Enjoys her life.
We'll put it to her. And you've got a picture of her in a dazzling frock.
Oh, she looks amazing.
Well,
we'll chat with her then. Now, we've also got our great mate, Adam Rosenbach's on, and he's going to be on the front bar tonight.
Not quite as glamorous.
Not quite as glamorous. Not quite there.
Yeah, no.
And I've also interviewed the Veronicas.
Good Lord.
And
I wasn't allowed
Lisa
to participate because you said it was a serious chat.
It was a serious chat. I didn't want you there, but they're going to talk about carers and just, you know, talking about giving people a cuddle. How about all the carers around Australia
who
do such an amazing job?
Did you mention
that? No, I did not.
That
was not appropriate.
No.
Not appropriate to do. They're lovely girls. So talk with them. We got gone wild.
Flirtation with lesbianism? Did that come up at all?
Well,
I don't think
it's not a flirtation. It's
all
definitely
right.
not.
Okay. No wonder I got cut out of the interview.
Yes, exactly.
Gone
oh my
wild,
God.
Up and
imagine?
Running, people. We've got some big stories there. You've got some David Attenborough news and some royal news. Mm. Which
I've got the royal kids.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. Let's start at the top, though. Great. One of my favourite shows yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
It was a pure old school music show, obviously covering the terrible news about Eddie Van Halen and the passing. But again, I was uplifted by the response from our audience and obviously the amount of care factor. People saying they're pulling over to the sides of the roads while they were listening to what we were playing and... Mm. Obviously digesting something that meant a lot to them over the years. So that was great. And then, of course, breaking in the new music from AC/DC and interviewing the boys, of course.
What a great song, Shot in the Dark, is.
Yeah,
it's
it
just
soon,
a classic.
It's a ripper. Thumbs up all round, even from music critics, which is hard to get these days.
Exactly
it's
right. No,
but
right.
I think everyone just went, thank you. Thank you. Something from 2020.
Give us a shining light.
Thanks for that.
And there's some great feedback about our interview. Which was well liked for the most part.
Oh yeah, that's good. I thought
obviously,
it was.
There's a lot of attention going to Jane.
You're playing ukulele to
AC/DC
to the band,
and you're playing TNT. Yeah. Deborah Tipping, best interview, and Jane and the Uke killed it. Lots of stuff for the ukulele. Also, stuff for Angus sounds like the class clown. Sounds down to earth. Keep an eye out.
They were very nice to me. When I was
by the way, well done, Jane. That must have been challenging.
It was.
And so
I was.
Darren Parker, GNT. She's dynamite.
GNT.
I think I said I have to. Did I say something like I have to have a sip of my GNT or something?
Can we? Have we got a bit for anyone who may not have heard it on yesterday's show? Can we play the bit?
Yep.
This is how our interview ended. My partner, Jane Kennedy,
I thought you might have forgotten about this.
No, I'm going to embarrass you here.
Sorry, I'm swearing.
She's the first song she ever learnt on the ukulele is TNT. Jane, get the ukulele out.
Jane, I'm out of a job.
Look here about me, darling.
Angus, we'll have to get her to wear a schoolgirl uniform.
Yeah, that's right.
I might be past the schoolgirl.
Come on, Jane. Here's your moment.
This will be a big finish.
In front of Angus Young and Brian Johnson.
Here it is. You can see it.
Yeah.
I've just got to have a sip of my gin and tonic.
Here's Jane Kennedy playing TNT to ACDC. I've never heard anything like it.
See how we go, okay?
Okay. I love it.
And I'll just get to the chorus.
Okay.
Because I'm TNT, I'm dynamite.
TNT,
I'm in the fight.
Come on, girl. Let's get it going.
Our
old
Wow, watch me explode.
Yes.
Well done,
oh my
darling.
God.
Jane.
That was very good.
Amazing.
So sorry.
Checked in the mail.
Wow.
They were very good sports.
They
there.
Were great what, sports. They were
and they
singing,
were singing.
They were singing along.
Yeah. I cannot believe that. It's ridiculous.
It's like a duet at one stage, wasn't it? With Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
Who's egging you on. And which is, this is where my, and I don't want to put a paw
what's wrong?
On
it. Why? What? You're a bit miffed, are you?
I just feel like I was cut out of the band.
Oh,
like,
well.
Because you remember the last time we did this, don't you?
Well, ridiculously, we've done it before.
We did it. We did it. And I was on cowbell. It was you on the uke and me on the cowbell.
Yes.
Who did we play it to?
That was Pete Murray we had.
Pete
Murray.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
We were such, we were good together. It was like the original. You know, and all of a sudden, it was like Lennon and McCartney breaking up. And all
let me hear, though. Oh, I recall, I don't know if you were completely
have
in time.
Listen to this.
Well, here it is.
Oi! Oi!
Do you get it, what it is?
Because
I'm TNT. Woo. I'm dynamite. Yeah, there you go.
I'm very impressed by that. That's pretty impressive.
I see, Mick. Thanks, Pete.
Wow.
It's just,
I think,
happened?
To be honest, I just think it's more about me and less about you.
Unbelievable.
I think you have your little fun times and that was
really
just a
upset.
Moment for me.
Really,
I'm sorry I cut you out.
A long way to recover from that.
Well, it's a long way to the top if you want
you
to rock and roll,
you ever do a
mate?
Dentist Jane song again, I expect to be.
Paul Field from the Wiggles liked it. He said, doesn't get any bigger or more surreal, Jane.
Oh, Jane, that's huge.
Did he give me the fingers?
Thanks, Paul.
Two fingers?
How dare you?
Okay. Un-Australians coming up next. You can get involved if you've seen something un-Australian. 1-3-3-5-3.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
It's one of the most commonly used insults in the Aussie vernacular.
It's un-Australian.
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 I should know. I've been Australian all my life.
They'll be telling us how many beers they had, Mick.
And another thing is, it's un-Australian.
Un-Australian.
Yep, we don't like it when we identify something we think is not in the great Australian spirit. We like to call it out without fear or without favour. Now, I was watching A Current Affair last night.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a terrible story, Jane, about an apartment block and a girl who was called out by security for wearing a bikini poolside. The bikini is nothing like any of your European stuff. It was no G-banger. Right, it was no influencer
normal,
style, let's cause some trouble.
It's a nice sea folly, healthy-looking
It's your
bikini.
Standard rig.
Aussie
cozy.
Yeah.
The great Aussie cozy.
And she's in a private apartment.
And it's her pool. She's part of the body corporate.
Yeah. Okay.
And security have waltzed up and said, there'll be none of that here. Pop some shorts on.
Oh.
It's bloody un-Australian.
As she points out, there's men in Speedos.
Correct.
Running about. There's nothing in the book about it. She goes through the list of signs on the pool door, which says no G-strings, and she's there.
Yeah.
Yet some
and not topless? She wasn't topless?
No, she's fine. She's fine.
Okay,
it's a proper
bikini.
Calvin Klein bikini. Mm-hmm. It's a proper moral. It's nothing, you know. It's almost like a bloomers these days.
Okay, sure.
It's almost, you know.
Now it's bloomers.
Hey, what do these idiots want? Neck to knee? Who's the security guard? He's overstayed his body, his role. As she says, why do you get to come out and comment on what me or ogle me or dress me down? By
that's un-Australian.
It is un-Australian.
Absolutely. Did some resident maybe dob in?
Don't know.
You know what it might be? It might be the husband of somebody who lives there is having a bit of a look.
Yeah.
And it's a really pathetic, you know, woman just going, I don't like what she's wearing. She looks better than me.
I mean, I'm used to being ogled.
Oh, yeah.
I have been in the Bumblebees. Remember the famous Bumblebees?
Oh, yeah. The Budgie Smugglers.
And when you've done a bit of underpant modelling, I suppose women do. The line blurs between, I suppose, reverence and people going, well, I
the
really
word modelling is a stretch.
Hang on.
I mean, no,
put
you
hand
have
up
posed.
If you've been on a billboard in your underpants.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Thank you.
The word modelling.
Women crashed their
fit.
Cars. It was like the Sheraton Sheets myth.
What sort of undies were you wearing? They're like white ones, weren't they?
I forget whatever I had on the day. Let's just say they were sunny side up, too.
Stop it.
Should have put
Come
a beer
on. People are having afternoon tea. Yeah.
And
don't
I tucked my singlet into it as well. So I was looking.
Hey, can we get back to Christy?
Yeah, please. Are you offended?
I'm not offended. I couldn't give a stuff.
Are you offended that she got told off?
Yes, I think it's terrible. I'd love to hear what she says. Is she on the show? Do we have a listen to her?
Have we got a bit?
Yeah, here it is.
His exact words were, you need to go and put some shorts on. You're not allowed in the pool area in that type of bikini. When I asked for clarification on what the rules were, he finally come back to me after a couple of emails, not clarifying anything, that women's backsides need to be properly covered.
That's from Ben Fordham's program, by the way. That
audio. Okay, thank you for that. Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, look, that is just insane. Anyway, I don't like that. It's un-Australian.
I've got the...
It's bloody
un-Australian. Bloody corporate rules here. It says women's bikinis are allowed to be itsy-bitsy but not teeny-weeny. They can be yellow polka dot but not...
I think you'd like to follow this story up.
Do you know what? I might go there firsthand and check
that's
it out.
That's a great idea. Do research.
What she should do tomorrow. She should turn up in beanie and clogs.
Well, it's not fair. She's a young,
and nipple bloomers.
Good-looking chick. Hey, I've got another one that's un-Australian. This is to do with Sydney, and it's to do with...
Well, that was Sydney too, by the way. Sydney's turning out to be the most un-Australian state.
Okay. This is, I'd say, Australia's most famous beach, Bondi Beach.
Sure.
Of course.
Oh, it's a world famous beach. It's like great outdoor cathedral.
Famous
instantly recognised all around the world.
Yeah.
Bondi Rescue.
It's on the ads.
That's right.
Bondi Vet.
It's on the ads.
There's everything Bondi.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. A submission has been put forward to Waverley Council to block off a section of the beach called the Amalfi Beach Club. And serve customers food and alcohol right on the beach, but make it an exclusive club that you have to pay to be in, right? And I'm saying, but isn't that the beach for everybody to use? Why are you just making it only for... Oh, listen to this. Oh, my God. The proposal includes an outline of the type of professionals that they would like to see there. Listen to what they actually put in print. With the men... likely to be doctors, surgeons, bankers, investors, professional directors and business entrepreneurs. With the women who visit the beach club would be in publishing, advertising, fashion, beauty and modelling. Oh, my God, for a start, there's something very wrong with that proposal. Can we just say that's un-Australian?
It's bloody
un-Australian.
Okay, now you want to close off part
can
of the
I
beach.
Just say, well, can goes. I just say...
What?
What?
Well, that's not a bad idea.
No. This actually, when I think about it, this all sounds very appealing to you.
Hang on.
No.
Okay. You want to be in this club, don't you?
Yeah, this is like the chairman's lounge.
You're not going to say this, the chairman's lounge on the sand. This is what it is.
Access too. It's like I'm seeing like the birdcage on the beach, you know, like the spring carnival where here's what I love all around the world. Can I say this? Okay, maybe this proposal is whack because it's Bondi Beach.
You're correct.
And it's for all people.
Yes.
Outdoor cathedral. But I feel we should have an option. Like you do, when you go through Asia, you go through Europe, there's beach beds.
Yes.
And people who bring you a frigging curry on the beach. So I can sit there and go, can you go and give me a curry, please?
Yeah.
I'll have another bottle of Red Stripe.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to get the coconut oil out.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll pay, will you pay $80?
Yes.
For a 2-hour spot under a cabana and sit there and just
if you're going to get served, I think. And, there's an opportunity there, isn't there?
You know.
Some beach.
I'm just saying.
You wait, though. They set a precedent, then it's going to be, then the next one opens next door, and then the next one, and all of a sudden,
it's
going to be all privatised.
I'm just saying, let's not throw that one out. 133353. Have you identified some un-Australian activity? We want to know. Give us a call.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
It's one of the most commonly used insults in the Aussie vernacular.
It's un-Australian.
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 I should know. I've been Australian all my life.
Tell me, tell us how many beers they had, Mick.
And another thing is, it's un-Australian.
Un-Australian.
You got that right, Toots. We hate it. We don't stand for an un-Australian activity.
Can't stand it.
We're a great nation. We know how to behave. We know when something's not right, and we like to call it out. 133353. Get involved. We're talking about the private beach at Bondi. I'm kind of warming to it.
Not because you want the highfalutin.
As long as it's me and like Instagram influencers,
hotties.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. You and a bunch of models.
Or we could just make the whole beach private. A private club and bung everyone down to Coogee.
No, this is
Dave,
Bondi
press
beach.
That button again.
That is un-Australian.
Well, hang on, let's check in with Keith in South Australia. Keith, you've got a private beach there or a private club? What is it?
We have. Jane is just a whiner. We've had one for about 4 years. And
where?
Don't quote me on this, but I think they charge about $100, $120 for a session.
Right.
Where is it?
Glenelg Beach, it's one of the fancy pubs there.
Yeah.
And Jane, it might surprise you, but there was a lot of jobs given for this fancy fenced-off beach.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of young kids who have jobs now and they're very happy with it.
Okay. Well, I'm not anti-jobs.
What are you going, Jane, for? Jane's confident.
Keith's telling me there'll be employment. Is that what you're saying?
Why are you shouting, Keith?
Sorry, mate. I'm half deaf. I had a go at Jane because sounds like she's a bit down on it.
Well, we're just saying it's un-Australian. It's a bit. We're a democratic nation.
Well, it's the people's
nation.
Beach, really.
We're a democratic nation. Yeah. Tell you what, we'll build a walls and we'll put a small jail.
I'm also trying to think of respectable lawyers and influencers from Sydney. Are there any who are going to be there?
Keith, I'll tell you what. While you're getting on about un-Australian activity, and we're in Adelaide. The Best Schnitz Award has just been awarded and it's
best
gone.
Best Schnitzel? What?
It's Best Schnitzel, Pub Schnitzel, and it's gone to Adelaide. That's now, I'm going to call it, that's un-Australian.
It's bloody un-Australian.
Adelaide is good at many things, but their schnitz is not their strong suit. Okay, if it was Best Pie Floater.
Sure.
Okay.
Hands down.
You can have that. Yeah. But they can't even serve chips at Adelaide Oval without getting it right. They don't even know how to do a proper bucket of chips, and now you're giving them the schnitz. Well, the schnitz doesn't come unless it comes with chips.
Well, this is true.
Their record with the chips. Right. Even seagulls are huffing going, hurrah.
The voters have spoken, Nick. Yeah. The people spoke. That schnitz house in Adelaide has got the best schnitty.
Yeah, well,
I'm against it, and I'll be picketing that
joint.
Yeah,
okay.
Immediately after I have a schnitty for lunch. Hey, thanks, Keith. You get nothing. Billy. Billy.
G'day, gang. How are we going?
Yeah, good, what's
going? Un-Australian?
Yeah. Un-Australian. I'm going to dob myself in. Now, I'm a typical Australian. Love a beer. Love me music. Jane, you may remember me from the George Greger night. I'm the big fat fire that got up and sang KCM with Jimmy Barnes.
Oh,
at the
you were awesome.
Hang on. You had me a big fat fiery. I remember you.
And you know what? Jimmy
Billy,
Barnes doesn't
awesome.
Stop talking about it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, well, Billy, you really did set that night on its head. It was great to see you. You're a good supporter, mate.
I don't remember.
Billy, why are you
on Australian? Three joints burnt down while you were doing that.
you seemed to be very Australian to me. What are you doing?
I am, but no one in our house eats Vegemite.
What?
It's bloody un-Australian.
No, I don't know. What's that?
Oh, I used to say I wouldn't give it to a chap on Anzac Day, but we can't say that anymore, so I wouldn't give it to Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. Billy, we're pushing the envelopes here, but I don't think we
Billy,
can.
It's totally un-Australian not to have Vegemite. Just have a small jar, please.
You know, you're out in front. You're chance,
you've got everything going for
you're
you,
you're a
Billy.
Chance for a prize up until the slagging off of the Japanese nation.
It's a dumpable moment.
That's not dumpable. We're all adults.
Yeah, no. True. Okay, you're right. Well,
Billy's got his point of view.
Maybe slightly inappropriate. There's un-Australian, and then there's...
Well, it's the fact that no one in his family eats Vegemite. I think that's the main point.
Well, I think he had it covered with that.
I don't think he had to add anything more.
I don't think he had to take it to the next level.
Billy's coming. It's all coming back to me now, too, that night.
You've gone off Billy all of a sudden.
It's all coming back to me now. All right, let's go to Gary.
Okay. Thanks.
Gary.
Who's that? Gary.
How are you? Mick and Jane, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Gary. Okay, Gary, how
I'll tell you
are
what,
you?
I don't think we can call you an Australian. You sound like the most Australian man I've ever
you
spoken
sound
to.
Super ochre and we love it.
I'm a Aussie true and true, mate.
Yeah.
Well, it's true and blue, but all blue.
Yeah, but
true
why are you un-Australian? Well, who's un-Australian that you know?
Who's un-Australian?
I got un-Australian. My dad just offered me a light beer.
It's bloody un-Australian.
Oh, well. My God, father.
You know what I'd say, Gary? You have no father. That man is dead.
I think I've offered Mick Malloy a light beer, and I know what the reaction's like. Mm. It's frightening.
I said, Dave, can you tell Jane never to do that again? That's what I said. Mm. And we didn't speak for a while.
He might need one.
Very tense.
Wow, Gary, good work. I like your style. Let's keep dancing. Michael.
Yep.
Hey, Michael, how are you going?
What's the un-Australian activity, mate?
The other night, the missus. And
sorry, say it again. Start again.
I was sitting in bed the other night with my missus, and Peter Gow came up on TV, and I said, well, you know, you shouldn't be allowed in Australia if you can't name the lead singer of Midnight Oil. She turned around and goes, who's the lead singer of Midnight Oil?
It's bloody un-Australian.
Get out of that relationship. She is no good for you.
Is she very young?
She's 1 year younger than me, so she's 27.
Okay.
She should know better.
Yeah, what a thought.
There's no excuse for that.
She could probably name all the members of 5 Minutes of Summer or whatever it's called.
5 Seconds of Summer.
Dave, don't call me out on this stuff.
Leave me alone.
You stop laughing too, Michael.
How are we going to mend this relationship?
Put your girlfriend on the line, is she there?
But do you still want to go out with her? Because that's really weird.
Yeah, we've been together for 8 years, so I guess I'm in it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you're
do you know
now.
Who Cold Chisel is? Have you ever heard of Cold Chisel?
I think not.
Dump her. Dump her. She's got to go.
She's the airdropper.
She didn't even tell me who Rose Tattoo is.
Oh, no, well, that's just unacceptable if you don't know who Rose Tattoo is.
She's gone. You know what you do? Get home early and change all the locks.
He's saying that from experience.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Michael. Corey's on the line. Corey!
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Can you put the phone up to your ear, please, so we can hear you properly? Okay, what's the un-Australian behaviour?
So, today's my birthday, 33 years young.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I just spent all day in a bloody first aid course at my work, which finished about an hour and a half early.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the boss wouldn't just do a gentleman's agreement and let me shoot through for the last hour and a half.
Australian. That is
un-Australian. He is a dud.
No.
Corey, where are you calling from?
Are you calling from work?
Newcastle.
Are you calling from work?
No, I'm finished now. I just picked the kids up and on the way home. Long weekend.
Oh well.
Hey, how Corey, can we make Corey's day a bit brighter?
Can we make it right?
Corey, we'd love to give you a prize. We have partnered up with Virgin Australia, and we have for you a return flight for you and a friend to anywhere on the Virgin Australia network. You've won that courtesy of Kennedy Malloy.
But you've got to take your boss.
Mate, that's unreal. Thanks so much.
Hey, do you know where you can go? You can go anywhere in Australia. Where would you like to go?
Maybe up the Gold Coast.
It's not very far from the Newcastle. You can bloody walk.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll go to Sunny Coast.
There's one place you can't go, Mick.
Probably Western Australia. We're going to speak to Julie Bishop in a minute about Waxit.
Yeah.
This is big news coming.
Well done, Corey. By the way, if you're online and you go kennedymalloy.com.au, you can also enter for your chance to win that prize. Thanks to Virgin Australia, virginaustralia.com. Julie Bishop next.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbarks, he's going to come up in the second hour. We've got Gone Wild as well. Song Whisperer, it is Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Jane, we talked about this yesterday. It's a terrible I love Australia. I love all of it, every inch of the big brown land. And the idea that we would put a big fat border up and chop it in two concerns me deeply. And the fact that one in four West Australians is warming to the idea, it's time to hit the panic button, people. This is not good. I don't care. It's not the first time they've... This idea has come up. I think it came up at the top of the mining boom when they went, why are we sharing this this stuff with everyone else? And it's gone back as far as, I think, 1933. There was some constitutional challenge, I believe, that went all the way to the Privy Council because we didn't have a high court at that stage, and it was knocked out on a technicality. But the good folk of the great state of Western Australia have had a couple of cracks at this, and I'm deeply concerned that it may become a reality. That
you're concerned, Mick. So I think we need to speak with somebody to allay your fears.
Sure.
Or perhaps be able to stir the pot on our behalf. Well, what about the former Minister for Foreign Affairs and also the former Deputy Leader of the Liberal Party? Would you please welcome Julie Bishop to our show, live from Mick's 94.5 studios in Subiaco. Hello, how are you, Julie?
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick. It's a beautiful day in downtown Subiaco. I'm here at Mix 94.5 and really looking forward to having a bit of a chat to you about Waxit.
Well, we're in friggin' lockdown, so thanks for rubbing it in, Julie.
I'm behind a very hard border here in Western Australia, but life is pretty much as normal here.
Yes.
And so I really feel for all my friends in Victoria because you've been doing it pretty tough over there. But, you know, for example, here we're going to the footy. I watched the footy last Saturday, 32,000 people.
How did that go for you?
Just moving on.
How'd your Eagles go?
Oh, 1 point. I cried. So
it is business as usual over there.
Hang on, we beat Collingwood in 2018, don't you forget.
Not even speaking because Julie also beat the Demons, her team beat the Demons in a preliminary final 2 years ago.
And
you were very perky and you were very chatty and wanted to come and talk to us quite a lot to rub it in. But that's okay. We forgave you for that, Julie.
Oh, we are great winners, the Eagles crowd. We are fantastic winners. We're such bad losers, though, I tell you. Now, I'm not even interested in the grand final. Aww. I mean, it's in Brisbane. It's like,
why didn't you have a crack at it? You could have had
it. Yes, you could have had it. It's a great stadium.
So wanted it. Oh, God, it's a great stadium. We're an AFL state. I mean, at least we know what we're watching. Can you imagine the crowd in Brisbane? Like, what?
Now, if you secede from Australia, we mentioned this on the show yesterday, you realise the downside is West Coast will have to play a Freo 12 times.
during the
course of the year.
What would happen, this is the only upside, I think, the AFL would then be finally a truly international sport because WA would be another country.
Of course.
Very nicely said.
Okay.
Now, what do you feel about your Premier, Matt McGowan, doing, you know, putting this forth and probably supporting it? You know, he's gone very hardcore, hasn't he?
Well, he has. But see, we haven't had a community transmission of COVID for weeks and weeks now, so the state government naturally wants to stay that
Collingwood's
way.
Just been there, so wait to see what happens in a week or two.
Yeah. But the border restrictions are really popular over here, and that supports the state government, who obviously is pretty keen to avoid what's happened in Victoria. So it's a pretty challenging time, though. I'm beside myself when I hear that they're not going to open the borders till next April. I mean, seriously? This is nonsense. But it has given rise to a little bit of that secessionist sentiment. It's just below the surface here. I call it attitudinal secessionism. We think we're a different country. We think we're another nation. But that all comes from the fact that we provide a huge amount of the export dollars and tax revenues, and we often get taken for granted. Let's put it out there.
All right. We hear you. Okay. So where do you stand on this? Which side would you come down on?
Look, I think that West Australia sometimes has a fair enough grievance when it comes to things like the GST. Remember, there was one point where we were only getting back something like a third of the GST raised in this state. But quite frankly, there is no mechanism in our constitution for one state to break away, so you'd have to have a referendum. That would never get up across Australia. And I don't think anybody's really ever thought about the cost of Western Australia being its own nation. I mean, could you imagine setting up a tax department, a defence force,
But
army,
Julie, it might open for you, Julie.
Yes, that's correct.
Julie, what
I know where you're going with this, Janie.
No, but Julie, you could be president of Western Australia.
You can be
that's
president.
What I want.
It's you or Dennis Cometti at this stage who could be the first president.
Well, it depends. We could be a constitutional monarchy. We could still have a state governor with the Queen still as the head of the state of Western Australia. But I think the People's Republic of Western Australia probably has a better ring to it.
Can we keep Rottnest?
No.
Can we have a crocker? Can we have something?
What would the flag be? Yeah.
You could have an embassy on Rottnest Island, I guess.
No, I told you, our embassy's going to be the Ocean Beach Hotel in Cottesloe. We've taken that for ours.
What a great spot.
Jane wanted to move the capital to Margaret River.
Jane's thought now you should she's move talking.
I thought that might be a sensible idea.
Could you imagine a Parliament House looking out over Yellingup
Beach? How beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be divine, I would have thought.
Stop this secessionist talk because
okay. It's only you're not happy about it, Julie.
It's only one in four at present, and I wouldn't want to see sort of three out of four. Could be if we're still behind hard borders in weeks.
When do you think your border will
April,
open?
April, they're saying.
Well, April, which I find ridiculous.
I'm going to sneak in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to swim around the coast. I am.
You're a dirty Victorian.
I'm going to get a boat and then I'm going to swim to shore like Papillon with a dagger between my teeth and sneak up, order some drinks in Cottesloe and go from there. Hey, you could be the first president and like a kind of West Australian Kim Jong-un. What do you think?
You look good in black. My hair is looking a little bit like Kim Jong-un.
I tell you what, I am looking at Julie Bishop.
Ponytail?
This is an exclusive. Julie Bishop has a ponytail. You always look so stylish and gorgeous anyway, but I'm loving your ponytail. Why is that happening?
It's a bit like a paintbrush, actually.
Is that COVID hairdressers not being operating?
It certainly is. Well, when we went into lockdown in March, April, I thought, oh, I can't get to a hairdresser. And so my hair started growing and I thought, let's do a COVID
tribute. I'm loving it.
And so mine's the ponytail. At some point when I'm allowed out of this state, I'll get it cut short again. But for the time being, it's back in the
middle. Julie, will you stay with us for a while? We'd like to talk more things.
I want to talk about the stupid Liberal Party. You should be the Prime Minister. What are these idiots doing? They've released a budget.
If you go on like this, I'm going to have to hang up.
Stay there.
Huddle of ship. You should be in charge. Hey, ponytail, Julie, and all.
Have you heard the new AC/DC song, Julie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, we're going to play it to you. Oh. Right now.
Bon Scott. We get to keep Bon Scott if you succeed. We dig him up, he comes to it.
Oh, please.
This is called Shot in the Dark. Julie Bishop is...
She's headbanging. I can see the ponytail.
From our Mix 94.5 studio. Oh, looking awesome, Julie. More with her after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Julie Bishop's on air guitar at the moment. She's rocking up in our Mix 94.5.
Yeah.
Am I Malcolm or am I Angus?
Or you'd be
well,
Angus.
I think you're the front man. I think you're Brian Johnson, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Wearing a schoolgirl's outfit, with a Chrissy Amphlett vibe.
Yeah, finals.
Have I gone too far?
No, Julie, they say that to me.
This is getting seriously weird.
Well, speaking of clothing, I want to say something because this is not weird. Now, I follow you on Instagram and you can all follow Julie on Instagram if you like. There is one of the most beautiful photos I've ever seen, and it is you who cut a beautiful figure anyway, because are you still running, Julie?
Yes, running every day.
Oh, damn you.
and doing yoga.
Oh,
which helped.
Surprised we haven't run into each other.
What, at the coffee shop after?
Yeah, that's right. To raise funds for ovarian cancer research, which we'll get to in a minute, you have posed on a boy in the middle of Cottesloe Beach in the most beautiful pink dress that is billowing. It's got mountains of fabric. And you've got your hair slicked back in a ponytail, you're barefoot and tanned. I tell you what, it's absolutely stunning. Can you tell us how this all comes about?
Yeah, well, it's quite an amazing story. I have been supporting the Ovarian Cancer Research Foundation for a number of years now and taking part in a number of their campaigns raise funds for research into an early detection test for ovarian cancer, because unlike other cancers, there's no early detection test. So by the time women are diagnosed, they're usually in advanced stages, unlike other cancers, so the survival rate is very low.
It's cruel.
Anyway, this is Froctober, a campaign for ovarian cancer, Froctober, and women are encouraged to, put on a pretty frock, get out and put out the garbage or something and put it up on social media and start generating a discussion about raising funds.
Fun.
So this Adelaide designer, Jamie Sortino, rang me and said, look, I'm going to make a ball gown and I want you to wear it, and we're going to raise money by auctioning it off online. and the money will go for ovarian cancer. And I asked what his connection was, and he had a cousin called Jenna, and she'd been diagnosed with ovarian cancer at age 22, and she was about 32. And he said, so she loved the colour pink and she loved the ocean, so he designed this frock for Jenna with the starfish on the side. There's a starfish design. So I thought, okay, I'll do this. And I called up my mate Russell James, who's a photographer, fabulous photographer, normally lives in New York, but he's in Perth because of COVID. I said, Russ, what do you think? We need to do a photograph. And he said, beach, right, Cottesloe. So I'm thinking I'm just going to be down on Cottesloe Beach, get down there in the huge frock. And he goes, here's a rubber ducky, get in, we're on our way out to the pylon. And people who know Cottesloe Beach will know that pylon, the boy out there in front of Indiana Tea House.
This is going to be an iconic photo, Julie.
Yes, I scramble up with the dress just about whisking me off, and he took a number of photographs, and the West Australian were down there, and a crowd gathered, and it was all a little bit of fun. So we're raising the profile of this dress. We're going to auction it off. Anyway, Jamie told me this morning that his cousin Jenna saw the photographs yesterday, but she was very, very ill and she died this morning. Which sends a chill down my arm, but it puts it all in perspective, doesn't it? And so that's why we're so determined to raise money for this research into an early detection test, because if there's early detection, that means earlier diagnosis, means earlier treatment, it means saving lives.
Well, that's wonderful. Well and said. People like you doing that. Thank you, Julie,
good
for
on you.
Bringing
Thank
that
you.
To yeah. the attention of everybody and a big audience here.
Let us know if we can help in any way on our national radio show. We're almost out of time, I'm afraid to say, Julie. Just a couple of quick ones before we do go.
Sure.
Do you want Scott Morrison, to name a chicken after you that he's got in his chicken coop? Because
yes,
he said he's
going
to name it. You would?
Yes, I would very much like to be named.
And done?
Named as a chicken in a chicken coop.
All right.
Seems as stylish as you're used to. Yep. And
you're very, yes.
Well, I've always liked feathers. There's nothing like a feather boa,
maybe,
sure.
yes.
And the other one was, I think 4 years ago I was in the Australian Embassy in Washington as a guest of Joe Hockey's on election night when Donald Trump was voted in. It was the fizziest party I've ever been to.
I bet.
What's your tip? What can we expect?
Yeah.
What's the world going to see on election night in America?
I was cautiously tipping Donald Trump because most American presidents get a second term.
Yep.
And Trump is a very polarizing figure, but his base is very mobilized. So I thought that the base middle America would back him again, particularly as he focuses on jobs and he demonizes China, you know, taking away their jobs, etc. But then when he was diagnosed with coronavirus, I thought, wow, this is a game changer. They'll put him in, he'll be on a ventilator, and goodness knows, the Constitution will kick in. Yeah. But now he's out again. Yes. So you couldn't script this stuff.
It's hard to follow.
If you were a fiction writer, you wouldn't come up with this. You'd watch it on Netflix and say, no, that didn't happen.
Yeah. That could never happen. Julie?
I suspect we'll see the Donald back in the White House.
Okay.
Very interesting.
There's a lot of smart money on that. Thank you for joining us today. Have a word. Can you calm the farm over there in Western Australia? We're one big happy family.
We want to come and
we
see
love
you.
We love you like brothers and sisters over
it.
There. So please,
I want to come and see you guys.
Please do.
I want to get out of here too.
Well done, Julie.
The drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbach's coming up soon, part of the Front Bar, which you're back on tonight on Channel 7.
Indeed. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
We'll be watching, tuning in.
Great to have Julie Bishop on the program as well. I'm not sure that the ponytail was age appropriate, but I'll allow it on this occasion.
Nice.
Jane, I think
it looked
gorgeous.
Hot.
She's good fun. She should be Prime Minister of Australia.
She's a very good looking woman.
If you're going to.
I'll tell you what. No, because they missed their calling. They didn't put her in as prime minister, so stuff them all.
Yeah, I think she pretty much
that's
said, "Yeah, wait a check, please," and left on her own terms.
You're
hey, can I
better
say
life.
This? I watched the vice presidential debate.
Oh yeah,
and they were fine. They were both okay. She was very good,
Kamala Harris.
If anything went wrong, she'd be quite fine and very good.
Yep.
In running the country, far better than the other goon. But what it was the highlight? It's interesting debate when the highlight is a fly that lands on Mike Pence's head.
It's
and then
ridiculous.
It doesn't move. So then for the next 5 minutes, it doesn't matter what they're saying. You're just fixated on the fly, on the head. And why isn't he feeling it? Why doesn't he know it's there?
He'd flick
brush
it away
yeah. Or do you know it's there and you're not brushing it away? Why doesn't someone say something? Why doesn't someone rush
it's
out?
It's ridiculous.
Why isn't it a bat carrying the coronavirus virus and it actually attacks him and bites him and takes him down? And it was just a real non-event. And in the end, eventually went away. Now, there's a way of dealing with a fly when you're being interviewed. And the king was the great Barack Obama, who showed you exactly how to handle the such nuisance.
That's the most persistent fly I've ever seen. Nice.
Now, where were we? That was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
That's good leadership. Good, strong leadership. Time for this bloke.
Bang.
All right, here we go. Song whisperer.
Whisperer. All right, apologies we're running late for news, but we did have a dignitary on board and
we want to be well worth respectful. Listening
to. So fire away, Jay.
Future president of Western Australia.
That's right. Well, it won't be Western Australia, of course. It'll be something else.
Oh, that's
Wootopia or something. Which, whatever they want to call it. What about Wuhan? Wuhan.
Well,
you never know. South Bali, someone said the other day.
That's right. That is amusing to me. I like that one.
All right, what do you got? What's your kooky synopsis?
You know the breakup refrain, it's not you, it's me? Well, this is sort of a twisted version of that.
That the guy is in love.
Yeah, well, the guy is in love and the girl not so much. He begs her to put him out of his misery. He knows there is no future for them, but he wants her to do the dirty work. Here's an analogy. The guy is the Archduke of Austria-Hungary, and he's asking a would-be assassin to get it over with. But unlike the events of June 1914, the shooter doesn't pull the trigger, leaving the heir to the throne to whine about not being shot.
Did you say the Archduke of Austria-Hungary? In this,
I did, Jane.
I mean, to a Triple M audience.
They're going to get this.
Is it you, Brenner, from The King and I? From Siam.
I
mate, I don't like that. Can
I do. I like it. Is it?
It's too final.
Is it Someone Like You, Adele?
Oh, wow. No.
Never mind.
I miss Adele.
Do you?
You miss normal size Adele, not biaphragm.
Chopped up
Adele.
Adele.
What about
You know what? Listen to my words, not your words.
Right. What are we talking about now? What just happened?
I don't want to rake over the coals.
Right. You said coward in the song synopsis there, Song Whisperer.
Yeah, you're a little coward.
Kenny Rogers, Coward of the County.
This is a breakup song.
Oh, boy.
This makes no sense. Kenny. It's a breakup song.
1-3-3-5-3. Yeah, you get the idea.
Song Whisperer.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the big second hour, Gone Wild. Jane, give us one story from Gone Wild.
All right. Dogs don't love your face. Dogs are excited by other dogs. Disgust.
Take it back.
I don't believe it. And a stupid Hungarian survey, by the way. What have you got against? Okay. I don't have anything against Hungarians. I'm saying
I do.
Nut job in Hungary has done this survey, and I dispute it.
What have Hungary contributed? What's their strong suit?
Borscht. No, that's Russian. let me think. Hungarian
goulash.
Goulash. Goulash. Yes.
Well,
someone famous is Hungarian.
We'll take a break, Hungary.
I'll just Google it.
All right. Adam Rosenbarks will be up and about having a chat before we head off to the front bar tonight. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Let's start at the top with the big fella. Song Whisperer. Synopsis again, please.
Harry Houdini was Hungarian.
I was about to say, I was about to say that.
Harry Houdini.
And Joseph
he was
Pulitzer.
Overrated.
Pulitzer Prize.
He's overrated. Didn't he die in a tank?
Yes.
Well, good on you.
I
wish I was there that night. That would have been like the night when that Siegfried and Roy got attacked by the tiger.
You're obsessed by magician death.
That's a good finish, one. Okay, let's pull back the cloth. Oopsie. Oopsie's wrinkled up.
No, that's terrible.
Harry has wrinkled up, everybody. This is not part of the show. I repeat.
Poor Harry.
I'm keeping you up, Whitney. When you see that?
I did.
Wow.
I caught that as well.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, any danger.
So for everyone at home, we're all on Zoom.
Like Zoom. Zoom. Yeah. All on camera.
And Whitney has just let rip. The biggest yawn I've ever
seen. I'm so sorry.
Not up for my Harry Houdini chat. Or...
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. What was that?
Very unprofessional.
It's like a grey nurse to attack someone about to get...
Lots of teeth is all we saw.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Almost unhinged her jaw. I was about to swallow something whole like a...
Yep.
Crikey. All right.
Did we go to the calls?
We haven't had the synopsis yet.
Yep.
All right, the breakup refrain, it's not you, it's me. Well, this is a twisted version of that. The guy is in love, the girl, not so much. He begs her to put him out of his misery. He knows there is no future for them, but he wants her to do the dirty work. He's a bit of a coward.
Okay.
Here's an analogy. The guy is the Archduke of Austria-Hungary, and he's asking...
Hungary? I told you the Hungary would come good.
To get it over.
I predicted this.
But unlike the events of June 1914, the shooter doesn't pull the trigger, leaving the heir to the throne to whine about not being shot.
Okay.
That's a famous, isn't it? Duke. I don't know.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it's so obvious. I can't believe it.
You know what you're like? You sound like Eddie on Hot Seat. He doesn't have the answer in his hand.
I've studied this period of history.
Anyone who doesn't think Jane doesn't have the song lyrics in front of her.
Right in front of you.
It's so obvious.
I studied this part of
history. 5 years at Genizano studying Hungarian history.
We've got 2 minutes, kids. Let's get into it. We go to Brett.
What are we doing?
I'm going to go to the course.
I am.
G'day, Brett. What do you think the song is, mate?
Hey, guys, how you going? I'm going to sing it as Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff.
Oh,
you're way out. What's that got to do with
that? Not me. She's chopping onions, poor bugger.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's not correct.
Right, guys, best we move on. James, what do you got?
Yeah, Mick, Jane, how you going? Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Let Her Cry. Oh, have we got our bit?
Any 90s song with just vowels.
That's from Ted.
Yes. Song Whisperer.
Not Hootie.
Oh, man. All right. Brad. Brad.
Hey, Brad. Are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
The Offspring, Self-Esteem.
That's okay.
Guess actually.
Yeah, what's the clue?
Pretty good guess.
What's the clue?
Not correct.
Oh,
what's the clue? Don't worry about it.
He's not right.
He's just trying to know.
Don't worry
what's...
about it. Stop it. Let's move on. Let's go to Brad. Brad. Yep. Hello, Brad.
Whitney's yawning again.
Would it be Franz Ferdinand? Take Me Up.
Okay.
Hang on. That's the Duke.
Oh, yeah. Franz Ferdinand.
Wasn't he in a pistol fight?
He was assassinated in June 1914.
Oh, calm down.
It's correct.
He's right. What's it? Hey, Brad, you are right. And congratulations, mate. Thanks to Virgin Australia.
I was onto it.
You have a return domestic economy flight for you and a friend. You've got 12 months to plan it anywhere on the Virgin Australia network. Thanks to Virgin Australia, you can book your holiday, virginaustralia.com. Congratulations, mate.
How good's that, mate?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good on you. Thank you very much.
And good
much,
on Virgin, too, by the way. That's a bloody good prize.
Amazing.
It's the right time to get someone to a lap around Australia.
Let's get into it.
We're playing it, aren't we?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Joining us now, he's a part of the front bar. He's a part of Triple M Adelaide. It's friend of this show, Adam Rosenbach.
With Roo and Ditz in the morning.
Definitely.
And, of course, front bar tonight. Hello, Adam.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Bring your A-game tonight. We need you on deck, okay?
I definitely will. And, Jane, if you want to know how Mick arrives at front bar, if you can imagine the way Trump arrives in Marine Force One.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
Not...
And walks up the portico and salutes everyone.
He salutes no one.
I find it hard to breathe and nearly fall over.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Just needs a bit of fake tan.
Doesn't take his mask off. He takes his pants off for some
reason. Oh, there you go.
That's how I deal with coronavirus.
That's right.
You're still in lockdown, Rosie, aren't you?
I am still in lockdown. I'll tell you what, it's an interesting time here in Melbourne because I'm not allowed, nothing's open, so we can't really go anywhere.
Mm.
But we are allowed out. If you're in Melbourne, you're allowed out for 2 hours a day for exercise, right? Yeah. And because no pubs are open and the weather's starting to get good, it's kind of like the time when you'd start doing pub crawls. And because we can't do that at the moment, what I've started doing is bottle shop crawling.
Oh, very interesting. Oh,
this is genius.
Okay. You've thought about this.
Yeah. Mickey, this involves exercise, so you can just tune out for a minute. But basically, because I live in the inner city, there's, you know, supermarkets everywhere. Every supermarket has a bottle-o. There's Dan Murphy's everywhere. There's wine shops. So you just go for a wander and, you're getting your exercise. You're just hitting each bottle shop. You're helping out the economy.
How many do you have in each bottle-o? Is it 2 cans per man, per bottle-o, perhaps?
They're spaced out pretty well, so you might be able to get 3 if you're really power walking, I've found.
Oh, I see. So, but how do you carry it all?
Well, so you just go from bottle shop to bottle shop. So you just have one.
You're drinking on the way.
Drinking along the way.
Oh, right.
Are you drinking inside the bottle shop?
Oh, good question.
Because I remember after Richmond won the grand final, I went to Swan Street. All the pubs were full. So the Richmond fans all went into Liquorland and just started treating it like a venue. So they were literally just standing there helping themselves to stock, and when the police came to kick them out, they started singing, "Oh, we're from Liquorland."
Well, there's the new anthem.
You know what I've always wanted to do is in summer, and this is, you could probably do it at a Dan Murphy's, is to wear like a big parka and a beanie and then just to walk into the big cool room out the back and just see how much you can go through until you boot it out.
I like your thinking. Yeah. Hey, what else have you been doing? You've been following the women's mags. You got any gossip for us? Any celeb gossip?
I have some celebrity gossip for you. So, Dave, if you want to hit my intro.
You need to have a meeting about that.
I'm very professional. Now, Mariah Carey has obviously brought out a book, and she has completely left out James Packer, right?
It's extraordinary.
It is, because we think of Mariah and James as our Harry and Meghan. He's our little prince, you know, the man of the people.
That's right. I was surprised, and I'm thankful that I was left out of that book as well.
You haven't cracked on to Mariah.
Just for the record, we never had a physical relationship.
Neither did James, so you're equal.
It sounds like a one-way catfishing to me, Mickey.
Indeed. That's true.
But I thought I would try and get one back for James because, you know, we've got to look out for each other, Australians. So I heard a whisper. Now, this is something that happened a few years ago when they were actually together, is when Mariah would fly out to Australia, whichever property that she was staying in of James's, that she would get the staff to black out the windows and she would still live on American time so she never got jet lag here in Australia.
I don't know if that's quite ingenious or...
The staff would have to creep around during the day because she was asleep because it was, midnight in LA.
Yes.
And then at night she would get up and just wander around the day because it was,
good
daytime and over there.
Wow, I love it.
Would you be buying the book? Or do you want it for Christmas?
A Christmas present would be great. I'd love to know how Mariah gets around, how she lives. I think I could get into that.
Well
Very
done.
Good. Hey, mate, thanks for swinging by as always.
Absolute pleasure.
How's Roo and Ditz going in the morning?
Yeah.
Having a ball.
Tell them to get stuffed for me.
I will pass that on.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Right. Not from me, though. We've got one half of it.
No, Jane says get stuffed too. You tell her.
Double get stuffed. You got
good
it.
On you, mate. I'll see you tonight. Front bar, 8:30 tonight. Check your local guides.
Well done, Rosie. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nick and Jane, Gone Wild.
If I had to pick one thing that I enjoy more than any other, I think it's got to be the crazy shenanigans that we identify during Gone Wild. The Animal Kingdom never let me down. They never cease to surprise me. They're always up to no good. And I just love their carrier.
That's
agreed?
True.
Yep. Absolutely.
But there's somebody who is the king of the animal kingdom with regard to knowledge, wouldn't you think?
Well, if you were asking me if there's one that stands head and shoulders above the edge, we're going Attenborough.
We're going Attenborough.
Attenborough.
Without doubt. Sure. And he's just, we know
he's Elvis.
Just joined.
He's the Elvis. He's the
Elvis of the animal kingdom.
He's the biggest. He's,
that's true. Now, he's just recently joined Instagram and everyone's going, that's interesting. Why is he doing that?
Huge. Mm.
I think Netflix may have forced him into that because he does have his new Life on Our Planet.
Really
film,
good, by the way. I watched that on the weekend.
Which is really good.
He's been sending dick pics.
He's been
planking.
To talk about the royal children.
He took a belfie the other day. I'm telling you, he took a belfie.
He did
the ice bucket challenge. He did. Didn't you see him?
No.
He's loving it.
To promote the film, what did he do? He went to Prince William and Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And the family, and he decided to show it in their backyard. They set up a little cinema and they had the kids there too, and they're all social distancing.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that anybody's ever heard the royal children speak.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I just can't get enough of it.
So have you got them there?
They've all got a question to ask Sir David. So
okay.
this is Prince George, who you don't like.
Okay. Hello, David Attenborough. What animal do you think will become extinct next?
Isn't that sweet? And he goes, oh, well, let's just hope that not many other animals do get it. He doesn't really answer.
Yeah, no wonder he wants them to be extinct, because he wants to kill everyone in the world, that kid. I'm surprised he wasn't talking in tongues.
Come on. Old Prince George, he's a sweetheart.
He's not a sweetheart.
You cannot say that.
It's the future king, mate.
What about the daughter? What's the daughter called?
Charlotte. Princess Charlotte. She's so sweet. Listen to her question.
Hello, David Attenborough. I like spiders. Do you like spiders too?
Oh, I like spiders. Do you like spiders? I like them. That's a little creepy, but that's okay, Charlotte.
What's she like about spiders?
Oh, you know what? There's a lot of kids that like spiders. Yeah. Kim Kardashian's daughter, North, loves spiders too. There's something with, I mean, there's a link between these families and what happens with children.
I'm hallucinating. We see spiders. End
anyway,
of the bender, I see spiders.
He says he likes spiders too, and it's a very interesting
What's he like about spiders?
Oh, spiders are great.
They're so clever because they've got so many legs. Yeah, you never know which way they're going to go. And they make webs.
Yeah, they protect
incredible.
People.
I tell you what, do they go to the Black Widow? The Black Widow, one of the great mating techniques of all time. So she has sex with you, she mates, and then eats you.
That's why it's a clever world.
So it's like dinner and date. It's like you don't have to pay for the restaurant. It's only one person.
Now there's one more. Right. There's Prince Louis, the little one. Oh,
Louis.
Listen to his little cute question.
Here we come.
What animal do you like?
It's not called animal, you little idiot.
Oh, he's terrible.
He can't speak properly.
Go stand in the corner. David Attenborough, monkey's his favourite animal.
Monkey was his favourite animal, yes. But he said monkeys are so funny. No, they're actually violent.
I reckon he means monkeys wearing human clothes. I reckon he dresses monkeys up like chimps and makes them eat cigars. Not like they smoke a cigar while in a nappy. That's Attenborough's got one of those at home, for sure.
Don't you think that's a weird thing to say? Monkeys, they're terrible. Chimps, they're really like, they'll get you.
Really?
I'll rip your face off.
Jane, you've got some bad news
regarding dogs.
Well, it's not. It's mystifying news. But then I look at where it's come from, and it's from a university in Budapest. So, you know.
Jeez.
Sorry to all our Hungarian friends. Sure. But I do, okay, apparently they're saying that your dog is not excited by the look on your face.
That's bullshit. Take it back.
That what they're excited by might be your voice or your facial expression, but not your face, and that dogs don't really recognise people's faces.
So what do dogs spend like a good 25 minutes licking mine?
Yes.
I've had a dog wake me up after a 14-hour sleep with about half an hour applied licking.
That is, they say that they set up dogs and humans watching a movie. And they put, you know, those things on their heads. They're all wired up, right? Mm. And they're going, the neurons, when a dog sees a human, just goes flat. But when a dog sees another dog, ding, 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 apparently that's what happens.
Rubbish.
I don't think that's true.
It is. My dog can tell when I've had a couple of drinks.
Really?
My dog can tell when I'm unhappy. If I'm unhappy... A dog can tell you if you've got friggin' cancer.
Correct.
Don't tell me that
they
dog
don't
doesn't
recognise
like
your
my
face. No, and I won't have it. So that's a stupid study, Attila and Dix.
All right. We've got one more story to cover, and that's poor sharks. And it's a shout out to the sharks today.
Yeah.
They're going to be killed in massive numbers.
Oh.
They're saying up to 50,000 could be sacrificed or more in the race to find a COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, really?
It's actually 500,000.
Jeez,
it's like
Louise.
Half a million sharks are going to be killed.
Wow. I mean, I'd rather use them for soup. You know what I mean? Than have them sacrificed for the COVID
Nothing COVID better than 19. A good old shark fin soup. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you have?
No. As long as the rest of the shark survives. Oh.
What is it? Why do they have to kill the shark?
In the race to develop a vaccine, sharks may be a key. How so? Shark liver contains a rare oil called squalene, which makes the vaccine more potent. More than 500,000 sharks may have to be captured and sacrificed to supply the world with the coronavirus vaccine.
You know what? We've gone too far. I don't mind punching him in the face. I don't mind.
That's fair enough.
The old punch a shark in the head if it's attacking you.
We can't go and hunt them.
We just can't go around taking 500,000 sharks out of the pool.
I'm going to lead the charge. I'm not going to say that.
Well, you know.
I'm not going to stand for
it. Wear a mask. Save a shark.
Yeah.
How about
that?
Did you see the other day a shark, a 5.5 metre shark, an ancient shark, they're saying, 5.5 metres.
That's huge.
Was killed. Imagine punching that.
Yeah.
You have to do like the old rope.
All right. You have to do it over three rounds.
Ding, ding, ding. Go back to your corner, come out.
Well, I'm going to start and save the shark group. I'm
going to. We get the idea. We've heard it before.
Leave them alone.
That's Gone Wild from the Animal Kingdom here on.
Oh, animals. I like animals.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Neds. You can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with the Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
Get on board, otherwise you're a dead set idiot. You are a fool to yourself and a burden to others. This is a breakthrough in...
Who do you say it's built by? You call them nerds.
It's said with love. Well, it's not a criticism.
Yes. I know.
Because everyone's staying in your lane.
They're a passionate team of computer nerds
and sports
enthusiasts.
Well... Yeah, they're doing their bit to make me happy, and it's
digital wizards.
It's their job to make the technology so easy. Good guys like me, can go to the races, flirt with the ladies, be
have your hands free,
be the life of the party, be hands free, and back a winner. That's your job, nerds. Right. And I tell you what, they've done an excellent effort in this department. Yeah. I feel confident.
Well, they have a range of form preferences, so
go through them.
They're going to help you out. Yeah. Well, for example, if it's the races, they have who won last start. Track wins at distance, track conditions. You just punch it all in. You go, who's going to win? They go, bang. There you go.
It's like the back computer. Remember how Batman would just go, and it would just send out something.
I love
going,
the noise of those buttons.
Back number three in the third.
I love it. It's that simple. It's not just racing, though, is it?
I'll find your perfect match. It's like gambling, Tinder. You know, it's not. You can do, as I said, NRL finals, AFL finals, soccer. Soccer's great.
Yes, it is.
You know, and you can find out if you won because sometimes it's hard to know, especially when the commentators fall asleep during the call. It happens in soccer. It's pretty boring. Have a listen.
Okay.
Wake up!
One job, idiots.
That's hilarious.
Who won? We don't know.
Neds
will
get on board. Well, they'll help you out. Yeah. Don't worry if your commentator falls asleep. They'll help you sort it anyway.
It's a game changer. Well done, all. Neds are leading the way into the best part of the year, which is fun for you. Mm. And they're on hand to make it
easy to download. The app is super easy. Just bang. You've got it. And if you want to find more info, go to neds.com.au.
That's it. Jane, T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline. Their number's 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. It's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. You've got to get your skates on, Mr. Malloy, because you're off to the Front Bar, Channel 7 tonight.
Yes. Our guest tonight, Mark Williams, of course, famous for the Collingwood Football Club. But before that, him and his family are royalty at Port Adelaide.
That's true.
They both played for they're heroes. Yep. Port celebrating 150 years this year, and I've spoken to Ed and asked if they can wear their prison bar.
They didn't go well.
Hey, I heard, to speak of Port, I heard that Jimmy Barnes has said if Port make the grand final, he will sing at the grand final for free.
Okay.
Wow.
As long as it's not Port's song. We never stop till we're top.
Barnsley shouting that out would be great.
What if it's going to be Port and Richmond?
That is the worst
song. Port and Richmond,
I would rather hear him sing Baby Shark than that.
Well, there
and
you
for
go.
You, Jane, guess what? Yeah. We've got a couple of very famous Melbourne supporters.
Oh.
Oh, have
who, at that famous preliminary final when When Hawthorn beat you, there was a cutaway to two Melbourne fans.
I remember that.
We've tracked them down.
No kidding. Oh, that's awesome.
They'll be there tonight.
Oh, excellent.
Who's on tomorrow's show?
Well, it's a Friday, isn't it? So what, we've got Charlie Pickering. He's going to swing by for a chat. We've got our week in review. Clown of the week.
It's all happening.
Big Friday. Come on. All right. What a week it's been.
Have a good show.
Missed any of today's show? Why don't you get the podcast? Catch up at kennedymalloy.com.au. Talk to you tomorrow.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.